Once you have bought the vaccine, you also have to pay for the cost of getting the vaccine jabbed. You have to go to the clinic where you pay probably a consultation fee for them to inject you with the vaccination. So all in all, we are looking at above $35 if we are to include the cost for the vaccination to be injected.
Would you say that women can afford to take this HPV vaccination if it's costing about $35 for each dose?
It is obviously beyond the reach of many. If we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, things are very difficult on the economic side. So obviously, most women will not be able to afford it. If we are to look at the average salaries that people are getting, that's for the women who are working or those who have husbands who are working. But more so, if we look in the rural areas where the need is much more, obviously, it will be difficult for a family to raise that kind of amount.
News has broken that the vaccine is said to be costing about $4.50 per dose throughout the world. How do you think this news will be received for those women in Zimbabwe who themselves would like to get this vaccine?
It is good news. It is welcome news in Zimbabwe because looking at the current cost, obviously it was deterrent, but the demand is growing. So obviously people will receive the news with greatness. It means many more people will be able to access the vaccination. And I'm sure even the government is now in a position to give out the vaccination even for free. I'm sure government can afford $4 per individual, considering those who are in the groups which can be immunized, because the core groups is the 9 to 13 years. And if we can calculate the cost, I'm sure it's something that our government can afford to offer in our clinics, targeting especially those communities which are marginalized.
The health ministry itself, of course, has launched a program to assist women in getting these vaccinations. As a worker with the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, how have you received this program from the government? Do you see that it is making changes for those women in the country?
As much as the government has introduced the program, at the moment, it remains largely on paper because the government didn't have the finances to fund the project. So in terms of actual vaccination, there is not much going on in the clinics, in the hospitals. So for now, people were largely able to access it in the private sector where they have to go and pay for it. So it's a good move, but we still need the government to start enrolling the program, which means the government has to procure the vaccines, make sure they are distributed to the centers, and also start considering aligning the vaccination with other ongoing vaccination programs in Zimbabwe. We know that in Zimbabwe, children are constantly being vaccinated against selected diseases. So this vaccine can be made part of the immunization schedule, which is already available, and to make a difference.